Well, good afternoon, forensic students. Let's start with the most requested one, which is the gate. Forensic scientists work on the base principle that there are two skeletons and two skeletons only, male and female, and both are individually different, particularly in the hips. So let's move to the way people walk. To Bevy's follower that took this picture, thank you so much. I can't remember who took this picture, but you can see here that the male has a big space running right in between his feet all the way up look to the male, but the woman's feet are closer together, leaving no space. Forensic scientists and CSI crime scene investigators can tell whether it was a male or female just by the size of the foot and boot. But in particular, when they find a set of footprints, they can immediately tell whether it's a male or a female just by the gait. So what does that look like in art form? Oh my gosh. Well, it looks like this. Woman's arms angle away from her body to avoid the hips right here, and her legs crossed, leaving one foot behind the other, like she's walking on a tightrope, boys and girls. What that looks like in real life is like this. As you can see, arms angled away from the body, wide hips, legs crossing over, one foot behind the other. And over here on the left is the flamingo foot. There's a triangle made between the knees, look, see it? Right there. If it was a man, the knee would be pointing forward along with the foot, but it isn't. The leg is swinging out and then back in to this position. So what that looks like with famous celebrities. As you can see, the small female frame of Michael J. Fox and the large figure in the background with the huge neck and the long male face and the knees together, because they love to show you both at the same time. So there it is, there's the silhouette with the arm angled away from the body and the arm angled away from the body, crossed legs, one foot behind the other. Not like the man over here, which matches this gentleman with breasts behind Michael J. Fox. So, oh my gosh. So, the flamingo foot, it's what's created by a lady when she walks forward from the knee pointing outwards, swinging round and back in front, the tightrope walk, giving you this gap between the legs and knees. You see it? The triangle. However, a man has straight legs. His knee kicks forwards and his foot points forwards, just like that. So whether it be in snow or sand, a woman's footprints are close together, as you can see. Three different sets. Jay Leno walks just like a woman. Coming down the stairs, the man's legs are still together, look, knees close together. The female has to open her knees to come downstairs. It's just like the flamingo foot. All your life you've been shown men in dresses, so you can't tell the difference. It looks normal to you to see long arms, long straight down arms, look, knees together, bony knees, huge feet, and large male skulls. So once your eyes are trained to look for this, you can see quite clearly there's a space between this gentleman's feet and this gentleman's feet, knees together, knees together. All four of these have a space between their feet. All of them have bony knees. All of them are kicking straight forward lock. There's a space between the feet. This is the example of that mimicked over. As you can see, this beach photo, the lady on the left, who's had a breast removed, quite wonky breasts as always. And on the right, the big old bony kneecaps with the straight down legs. You're fooled by long hair, makeup, and 500 cc's of silicone. See, all your life they've told you they want to walk like John Wayne. And so they all do look. Dip shoulder, dip shoulder, dip shoulder, dip shoulder, dip shoulder. They're all dipping the shoulders, which is a female trait as she walks, to counter the motion of the hip. It doesn't matter how big the woman is, her skeleton doesn't change. She has to cross her legs over and swing them back in, giving you the figure of four, or the gap between the legs, the thigh gap. As you can see here, James Bond, Jane Bond, crossing her legs over, and there's your flamingo foot, versus Taylor Swift with a space between the feet compared to no space, and straight legs, bony knees, close together, feet forwards with a space. It's a tin soldier. It's a tin soldier. Only this isn't. This is a girl missing the breasts. And it's been happening since the beginning of motion pictures. Everything you know is fake. It's all a lie. So, hopefully this will help you understand the female gait. Remember kids, one walks like a tin soldier leaving a space, and one walks like a cat leaving no space. It's as simple as that. Don't let anybody tell you different.